We don't make the news, we render it. AgriTalk. Welcome back to AgriTalk, everybody. Your pal, Davis Michelson here. A quick apologies to Margie Echelkamp. I thought there was going to be a thing in there, so I cut her off a little bit early. It was very rude of me. The Scoop, their salary survey from Ag Business is going to be released next week on thescoop.com. Thanks again to Margie Echelkamp. Moving on, the Purdue University CME Group Ag Economy Barometer dropped 5 points to a reading of 125 in February. That's the most recent batch of data. Farmers' perspectives regarding both current conditions on their farms and their expectations for the future weakened during the month. To dig into the details here, we've got Purdue University Professor Dr. Jim Mintert. Jim, welcome back to AgriTalk. It's great to talk to you again.
Good to be on with you, Davis.
So we're seeing a minor sag, I guess we could maybe call it, in the overall barometer, down 5 points to 125 in February. Give us the wide view, please.
Yeah, a minor sag is probably a pretty good way to summarize it, Davis. You know, we're just down 5 points. We've been kind of a nice little bounce here compared to our low point, where, you know, just briefly, we dropped below a reading of 100. So to be at 125 is an improvement. If you go back to last year at this time, that's exactly where we were last year at this time, 125. You go back 2 years, we were at 165. So that's maybe the broader picture. Sentiment is significantly weaker than it was 2 years ago. And you know, as you pointed out, we did see a little bit of a downturn in both the index of current conditions and the index of future expectations this month, but those movements were pretty small. You know, I think from a longer term perspective, one of the things that we kind of noticed, and we've been watching this for a while, is ag producers are becoming less confident in growth in ag exports. And this has really been a trend that's been in place now going back roughly 3 years. You know, and historically, growth in ag exports has really been an engine of growth for the ag sector in the U.S. And so the fact that we've lost confidence here is really quite of interesting. You know, and to put that in perspective, 3 years ago at this time, 72% of the people in our survey said they expected to see ag exports increase over the next 5 years. And from my perspective, that's kind of a normal type reading. Mm-hmm. That's been trending down over time. This month, that was down all the way to just 33% of the people in the survey expect exports to increase in the next 5 years. And when we look at the people who said they expect to see exports decrease, that was 18%. That's the highest number that's been since we started collecting data on this in 2019. And if you think about the negativity in that overall sentiment index that we're showing, I think people's anxiety has kind of shown up with respect to this weakness that people seem to expect in the export channels.
Well, and I put in my notes here, I wanted to ask you what's driving that anxiety. And I kind of struggled with that word anxiety. Is that the right term for it? But there are a certain amount who certainly seem to expect it sort of to level off, like maybe we've reached, you know, or are nearing terminal growth. But you've got a pretty decent number. Did you say 18% expect a decline in export? Is it export growth or in exports?
In exports over the next 5 years is how the question is phrased. And so I think it's a surprisingly negative result, but it's not a one-month thing. This has been a trend, and we've been showing up really over these last 3 years. It's just been gradually getting weaker and weaker. And if you think about it, you know, all the concerns we have with respect to what's going on in China, which has been a huge source of growth in ag exports over the last roughly 20 years, growth in production taking place in South America, and then, of course, the uncertainty with respect to the Black Sea region just creates a lot of anxiety. And you know, overall, if you think about farm income and then you look at our sentiment survey, they don't really match up that well, right? Farm incomes these last 2 years have been great, and yet we're showing this very weak sentiment index. And so it's a question of, well, what's driving this anxiety? And I think this is one example of it. There's other concerns out there, obviously. And when we ask people about their top concerns, you know, they tell us high input cost is number one on their top of their concerns. Rising interest rates is becoming more important, particularly if you compare it what they've been telling us these last couple of months versus last summer. And then we're starting to see more people concerned about what I would characterize as a traditional concern for producers, which is what's going to happen to crop and livestock prices. People are a little bit more worried about lower crop and livestock prices than they were, for example, last fall. The good news is fewer people are telling us that they're worried about the availability of inputs than what they were saying last summer. But you put all that together and this, you know, people have a good income statement, but they're looking at it from a personal standpoint and saying, gee, what's the future look like? And I think that's creating this anxiety that's showing up on our sentiment surveys.
That's quite a stew you're cooking up there, Doctor.
There's a lot going on in agriculture, but I mean, that's one of the reasons we work in agriculture. We find it exciting, right?
So. That's right. That's exactly right. The index of current conditions fell 2 points, which is a small decline to 134. I wonder, do you have any idea, is that perhaps a decline in that sentiment, or maybe it would leak into the future expectations, but farmers sitting down and talking with their financiers about operating loans for the upcoming season and finally seeing what that interest rate is going to look like? Is there any of that in this?
Well, it could be. And I think if you look at the, when we look, ask the related question, which is looking ahead to next year, what are your biggest concerns for a farming operation? We did see that increase with respect to interest rates. 24% of the people in surveys, so that's roughly one out of four, say that rising interest rates is one of their top concerns. If you go back to last summer, that was down around 14%, I think, in August. It was 17% in July. So people are more worried about that. And of course, with the Fed announcement, or at least the testimony from Fed Chairman Powell yesterday suggesting rates could go even higher than a lot of people were expecting.
Yeah.
That's probably going to show up even more going forward.
Yeah, indeed. Indeed. The Farm Financial Performance Index dropped 7 points to a reading of 86. I want to get to this. There's a disparity between responses to the barometer's investment question and the actual farm equipment sales, which continues to be focused on costs. With the financial performance index down, it would make sense that equipment sales would probably decline. And yet the farm capital investment index didn't change much. I'm having a hard time getting my head around that.
Well, the farm capital investment index, I think, has turned out to be a measure of whether or not we can get a good deal. At least here over the last year and a half or 2 years now. And that farm capital investment index is running at a level that's down about 50% compared to where it was 2 years ago. 2 years ago, that index was as high as it's ever been at a reading of 88. This month, it was at 43. Last month, it was 42. A year ago, it was 42. So people have been telling us for a long time that they don't think it's a great time to make large investments in their farm operation. But then when we ask the follow-up question, they say it's largely because of the cost, the rising prices for farm machinery and new construction. 45% of the people in the survey said that was the main reason that they said that was a bad time to make large investments. We are starting to see a little more impact with respect to rising interest rates on whether or not it's a good time to make investments. You go back to last summer, 14% of the people said rising interest rates were a concern with respect to making investments. This month, that was up to 27%. So that's starting to have an impact as well. But that farm capital investment index is really focused pretty much on whether or not is now a good time to make an investment because I can get a good deal on a tractor or a combine, or a good deal on putting up a new, machinery storage shed or new grain bin, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And of course, there haven't been any good deals for at least 2 years now. And right. I think that's what that index is really picking up.
Well, and knowing what those prices look like for machinery and new construction, because my thought might be, well, if everyone's concerned about interest rates, that points me straight to financing and might even suggest that cash on hand, or at least cash that farmers are willing to lay out for certain expenditures, might be dwindling. Is that fair to say, or not necessarily?
I think it's a little early to say dwindling. Okay. If you project out for a year from now, I would probably be a little more inclined to agree with that. I think right now, most people are walking into 2023 with a very strong working capital position. And as a result, I think we're probably going to continue to see pretty strong sales of, for example, farm machinery here in 2023. I mean, it's interesting if you look at the numbers on tractor sales. I didn't put this in the report this month, but it was part of the background. If you look at sales of two-wheel drive tractors, 100 horse and up, in 2020, the industry sold about 18,720 tractors in that category. In 21, that went up roughly 5,000 units to 23,730. And in 22, it went up not quite 3,000 units again to 26,500. So those are some pretty big jumps. And that tells you that people have had some good income levels and were willing to step out, even though they didn't necessarily like the prices. If you compare the peak in sales, though, the peak was back in 2013. And in 2013, the industry sold over 37,000 units. So wow. I think that 26.5 from 22 still leaves some room for maybe some pent-up demand on the part of ag producers. And I suspect that's going to spill over here into 2023. You look out to 2024, the picture could start to look different.
Okay. Well, we'll look forward to future conversations with you, Dr. Mintert. We appreciate your time this morning. Dr. Jim Mintert from Purdue University. Have a great day, pal.
Thanks, Davis.
All right. That was Dr. Jim Mintert from Purdue. Coming up next, we're going to open the chute on our Farmer Forum here on AgriTalk.